The Senate will likely soon take up the nomination of the next Supreme Court justice. One of the many Republicans backing the president's push for that vote is West Virginia Senator Shelley Moore Capito, who's running for re-election against Democratic activist Paula Jean Swearengin. Let's take a look at that race for this week's Here and Now Senate Tracker. Dave Mistich is senior reporter at West Virginia Public Broadcasting. He's in Morgantown. Dave, first, what's the state of this race?
Well, you know, West Virginia has become a Republican stronghold in recent years. Capito first won the Senate seat in 2014, and since then, both on the state level and the federal races have sort of swung Republican, which is interesting because the state for decades and decades, 80-some years, had been a Democratic stronghold. You know, looking ahead to this race, I think, you know, it's clear to say that Capito would be considered a favorite, given that the political climate here. She's also outraised Paula Jean Swearengin by, you know, $3 plus million for this race. So It's safe to say that, things are looking her direction right now.
Except this year, you never know about anything. So we'll take a deep look at both and start with Senator Moore Capito, who spoke with one of your colleagues this month about the president's handling of the pandemic. Let's listen.
If I had it to do over again for him, I would have been much more concise, clear, to the American people of what the dangers are, how you can be effective in fighting the dangers, and be very honest with where we are at any given time.
So, Dave, a little bit critical of President Trump there. What is she running on?
Capito is running on her record. She votes with her party 98.3% of the time. That's according to ProPublica's Represent. Obviously, you know, she's tied herself to Trump, as have most Republicans here in the state. She's running, you know, on her experience and obviously right of center to West Virginians here.
And we heard some criticism there. You say she's aligning herself with the president. What about filling the vacancy? I mean, she's in line.
Right. So back in 2016, given the President Obama's nomination of Merrick Garland, Senator Capito actually, you know, argued that before the Supreme Court justice was confirmed to a lifetime position, that West Virginians and the American people should have the ability to weigh in at the ballot box. She basically did a 180 on that position following the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg last week, and basically said that President Trump and the Republican Senate were both elected by the American people and that they should be able to act to fill this Supreme Court vacancy. So a very different position, and Paula Jean Swearengin has been taking aim at that. What Paula Jean calls as hypocrisy.
We should say that kind of flip-flop hasn't seemed to bother the base, the Republican base at all. But the Democratic challenger, Paula Jean Swearengin, comes from a family of coal miners. And here she lays out some of her campaign promises in this ad.
We will have Medicare for all. We won't back down until our workers are protected. Our public schools will be fully funded and supported. It is time to have a campaign for U.S. Senate in West Virginia ran by the people.
So Medicare for all. Was it a surprise that someone promising this, which is controversial within the Democratic Party, it's to the left of Joe Biden, won the Democratic primary in West Virginia?
Well, I don't think so. I mean, obviously West Virginians rely very heavily on health care, you know, from the government, have a high percentage of people that are on Medicaid here. In 2016, Bernie Sanders did really well in the primary, and Paula Jean had sort of attached herself to that wing of the Democratic Party. This is not Paula Jean's first run at the Senate. She made a primary run in 2018 against Joe Manchin, in which he put up more than 30% of the vote, which, given the fact that Manchin's such a popular figure here, is pretty respectable. Also should point out that, you know, in this year's primary, she beat Richard Ojeda, who was a sort of a galvanizing figure in the teacher strikes that happened over the past 2 years here. And so, you know, despite the state swinging Republican, that there is sort of an undercurrent of progressives. And I think Paula Jean's performance in primaries over the past couple years in races for Senate clearly shows that that's the case.
Well, I'm wondering, too, just, you know, briefly, if there's an embrace of a coal miner's daughter, in West Virginia.
Well, you know, I mean, I think that, you know, there's some element of that. You know, as we point out, as a lot of reporters point out, that the stronghold of that industry on the state has sort of waned away. So yeah. I think what Paula Jean is sort of getting at is sort of an environmentalist stance, you know, looking for clean air, clean water, healthcare. So she's sort of acknowledging that the coal industry has had a significant influence on this place, but that maybe that influence is waning significantly.
Well, and also was harmful to health. Dave Mistich, senior reporter at West Virginia Public Broadcasting, thank you.
Thank you.